For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Hannah Moore, and one of the goal scorers from game one against St. Cloud State. And I know Coach is always talking about those crash the net style goals. Walk us through what happened.
Well, Gren had the puck. Well, before that, actually, Gren hit the post, and I was ready to celebrate then and there. But yeah, she funneled it to the net, we call it, and I just stuck my stick out. I guess I was in the right spot.
Coach talks about those greasy goals. It was kind of, it actually was prettier than I thought from my perspective. But again, your team playing so well chemistry wise. I know Coach had changed up the lines a little bit. Talk about the chemistry of your line.
Yeah, he switched the lines a few weeks ago. Well, I guess it was a while ago now, but I think me, Gren, and Huber really fit well, and I think he thought that Citro and Stefan Tugi also fit really well back together, so I guess he got the old gangs back, so to speak. So
good timing for that, right?
Yeah, perfect.
Caitlin Tugas, so patient, waited on that power play goal and then finds the upper shelf. From your perspective, those kind of goals are fun to watch, aren't they?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I was like, that's my roommate. But no, that was awesome. She got it right up there. She was actually looking for a pass first, and then she took it to the net.
I thought for sure she was going to pass it. It was a great shot. Your team didn't score until the second period. That first period, was it a little bit shaky for you guys coming off of a weekend off?
No, I don't think. I think we were really ready to go, really pumped up. It's been a while since we've been home, and I don't know, we just found it in the second period.
When I talked to Citro during the first intermission, I asked her what your team needed to do to get on the scoreboard, and she just said you guys needed to turn it up a notch. Where was that light switch that came on there in the second period?
Yeah, I think we looked at our goals. We write 3 goals every before the game, and we decided we need more shots, and more shots are going to generate more goals. So
I know Coach had also talked in the pregame show with me about how your team needed to cycle the puck and not hope for something out in front, like to set up good plays and not just throw it at the net. Is that something you guys worked on?
Yeah, I mean, Coach always says no hole plays, so that's, I guess, if I was behind the net and throwing it out, just hoping someone's going to hit it. But yeah, we try to move it up top and move it down to the sidewall.
All right, so you get those 2 goals. You go into the third period, out shooting the Huskies, and then they score late. Luckily, it was really late in that third period. At that point, you're kind of going, now what?
Yeah, I mean, I wish we got Britt that shutout. There was a lot of bodies in front, and it might have been tipped. I don't know. Didn't see the replay, but there's not much we could do about it at that point.
And then, of course, Steph gets the empty net goal, puts the icing on the cake. Kind of a relief there on the bench?
Yeah, that was a safety goal. It was nice. And I also said, that's my roommate, which is cool.
So all the roommates scored tonight, right?
I guess so.
Nice work. You mentioned Brittany Mowat. She's now tied with Zuzana Tomchakova for most wins in a single season by a BSU women's goaltender. 13, of course, as she was just leaving tonight, she said tomorrow. She's going to break that record, isn't she?
That's awesome. I didn't know that. I'm so excited.
She's a great goaltender. She gives you guys chances to win in so many games. What's it like as a forward knowing that you've got her behind you?
It's really nice. And she's so level-headed. She's an all-star, and she doesn't even act like it at all.
Your seniors this year have been so crucial to the success of this team. In the first period, I really noticed Kaylee Chapman out there working hard on defense. What's it like having them lead you guys?
It's nice. I mean, now they're only a class ahead of us, and we've grown with them. And I mean, we missed Rachel out there tonight, but yeah, Chappie played awesome. She was poke-checking all over the place. People couldn't get by her. Played the body really well.
Coach said to me that the captains gave a speech during a practice this week. What was said?
It was about playing with desperation. So each of them gave us their outlook on what desperation means, and we were trying to bring that tonight.
It was a great win. Congratulations. Go get them again tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.